TJ Lang, Josh, we're in the rehab part of it today. We'll see tomorrow if they'll be able to do anything. They did the same thing today as they did last week. They're probably similar to where they were last week.
Mike, when a game's decided as quickly as your game was decided on Sunday night, does that affect anything you do as far as correcting the tape or evaluation of the game?
It doesn't affect anything as far as the way it's corrected. We have a grading system that the coaches went through on Monday. The way it's presented to the player changes. We're after the bye. We're on a victory Monday, so we don't have the meetings that we traditionally have on Monday with the players. The corrections are made later.
Mike, do you mention to your players that this is a game that could be a head-to-head tiebreaker thing, or is that not?
No, Jason puts together the media topics for the week, and I usually cut them in half because I think some of that's it's just not that important. Frankly, I'm not thinking about the playoffs right now. It's important to think about the Eagles. Today's players are so much more informed than ever because of all the information out there. I think everybody clearly understands the Eagles are in first place in their division. They're also in the NFC, so. It's not a point of emphasis for us.
You said a bunch of times that your plan on offense, defense, and special teams is all kind of linked together. Is it kind of the same thing with Philadelphia's approach with their offense feeding into a defense that makes a bunch of plays? It's kind of like you guys.
I can't really comment on their philosophy. As I view them, I think they're playing very well in all three areas. Their offense is extremely explosive. I think that's reflected really the last 2 years, the way they approach it, and they've been very productive there defensively, schematically very aggressive. Billy Davis, someone I have a lot of respect for, I've known a long time. A lot of carryover for the defense that we're seeing this week compared to the schemes that some of the schemes that we use. So, and special teams they have a dynamic returner, and I'm impressed with their blocking unit, both in the kickoff and the punt. It's winter football here at Lambeau, so the returns will be at a premium again this week.
Mike, Philly's defense, how unique is their speed, particularly in the line or their linebackers? Do they play faster than?
I think it's a very aggressive defense, plays with excellent tempo, pursuit. I think they're very strong-handed inside. They got excellent anchors as their outside rushers. In the secondary, I've been impressed with. So, it's a very well-rounded defense. I don't think there's any area that you think is a weak spot. They're very coordinated, very aggressive. They're very distinct in how they want to attack you. You can see that they're game plan defense. So each week it's a challenge.
Mike, how will your defense that practices with your up tempo offense be better equipped to deal with what Philadelphia?
Well, we should be equipped for it. I mean, we still do a no-huddle competitive drill each Wednesday, so we did it again today. So that helps. So there's mechanics that are in place to prepare yourself for a no-huddle offense, so we should definitely be prepared for that.
Mike, what makes playing up-tempo for you guys such a good fit for Aaron at this point in his career?
Well, it's a great fit for Aaron because you can't give him the ball enough. So, and he's unique in the fact that he can play extremely fast and still do multiple things at the line of scrimmage, so I think he's a great fit for it.
Mike, you haven't gotten to the 75-plus plays on average, but what have you seen from your offense that has kind of connected to that philosophy of increasing plays like you wanted to?
Well, the thing that we've done an extremely good job of probably the last 5 or 6 weeks is in the point production. So it's we had 42 points at halftime on 30 plays or something like that. So, and we've had a few of those this year. So, we're extremely productive with our opportunities. Our red zone drives are way up. We got to do a better half in the fourth quarter and finish games a little better. But same breath, it's a long year too. So when you get into substitutions and things like that, I think it affects your statistics.
Like in your film study of Sanchez, how much is his ability, the surroundings, as opposed to maybe just his overall improvement?
Well, I think you have to really pay attention to their what they're doing with the whole scheme and the whole system. You look at the game he played in at Carolina. You know, there's, you know, how much pressure was he under? You know, what are the things they did with Mark? You know, he looked good in space. You know, I thought he threw the ball. You can see the athletic ability. So those are the kind of things we're focused on. Conceptually, you know, there'll probably be a wrinkle or two, but we don't see a big change there, hopefully.
Because there isn't a ton of stuff on him with the Eagles, can you go back to the stuff with the Jets, or is that really?
No, we won't look at the Jets, no. Yeah. So we don't think that's going to help us Sunday.
And Mike, as a quarterback guy, just how much does a quarterback success based on where he ends up being the right fit and the right coach and all those kinds of things?
I think it definitely, I mean, it affects the beginning of your career. There's no doubt about it. You're playing quarterbacks early is a challenge. I think you're getting a more prepared quarterback coming in today's game because of the diversity, you know, the schematic advances in college football. I mean, I think there's some great things that the college programs are doing schematically, and quarterbacks are being exposed more to that. So I think they're coming in more, you know, schematically prepared. But how they fit, the defense they're playing to is always a big thing. And I just always felt if you're going to play a rookie quarterback, it's not as much as is he ready, is the team ready for him. And that's kind of what I've learned from going through it.
When you play a team that pushes the pace like Philadelphia does, is there one spot on defense, one position group, or one fundamental that you see as being the most stressed by that kind of an offense, or is it just kind of spread?
Well, I mean, the tempo is, I think it's somewhere we're definitely accustomed to. So, it's the biggest thing that's stressed. I wouldn't say it's a position. They're stressing your communication. I mean, your communication has to be distinct. It's got to be exact, and you got to stay in clean defenses. So, we had one. You look at the big play they had in the first half last year. They went on balance, which moving the tackle over to create an unbalanced line situation. We didn't make an adjustment. I think it was the 20 yard run. So those are the kind of things you just got to be really on top of, because you just don't want to get caught with a bad C gap or a bad gap alignment in your run defense.
Mike, I think everyone's aware of your offensive mind. When Chip brought his system from Oregon 2 years ago, were you curious to see how that would translate at this level? And did you expect it to be as successful as maybe it has been?
Well, I'm just watching Oregon really during the scouting period is really my exposure to what Chip was doing up there in Oregon. I've always liked the concept. So it was just interesting to see how he's going to use the personnel. And, you know, I think he's done a great job with it.
More?
How does Connor Barwin compare to some of the pass rushers you've faced this year?
Good football player, you know, leverage, strength. So he's off to a good start. I think that, you know, the way they're built up front, he's an excellent fit for what Billy Davis is doing.
Mike, is there any concern with Brandon's injury or Jerome Elliott?
Concern level, they're going to be, it's going to be, I don't want to say a challenge for them to make it this week, but we'll see how the week goes.
Thank you.